My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin discusses the possibility of being friends with his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
If I don't go to Ghana and become part of her family, you know, I would hope that we could become friends. I would hope that's an option.
If you don't go to Ghana, like, that's an option.
I'm flying a lot now. Frequent flyer miles are accruing. I might have already been in Ghana, and you don't know.
That's true.
You don't know what I do.
Good, uh-huh. Nobody does.
Only Facebook sign-in knows where I am. So yeah.
You really would like to be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. How cool is that? Think about the intel I could get. Think about the interview I could get on the radio.
I mean, if she was willing to flip.
I don't need her to flip.
No.
No. We could chill. I could tell her a little stuff. She could tell me more.
Hmm.
I would not give her the secrets, but I would tell, hey, you're a star. Eventually.
You wanted to be friends. Scammer, if you stopped conversations with her, would you feel like a little empty?
Yes. Yes. Because I know what's happened when I don't hear from her. I look forward to her. Flory, remember, I said it got annoying because it was just more bad poetry and nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Pip, do we have any people from groups in the chat?
Yeah, we do.
All right. I just want to point this out, what I did. Folks, if you want to reinvest yourself in anti-scamming, just be careful hooking up again too soon. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's got a game plan, but you could see the emotional investment. Mm-hmm. That he has.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I like this person. I like, even though they lie to me continuously. But I'm impervious to their I'm impervious to the lies that lead to monetary transactions.
Right.
Yes.
But not into the emotional connection, regardless of what the relationship will be.
And despite my emotional connection, every time when it's time to hold her to the fire, I do it.
Yes, you do.
I do put on my little business hat and go, now the prosecutor's here. Let's get to work. And I've done it time and time again. No matter how well things are going between me and her and how much I like talking with her, I'm willing to jeopardize it to get intel out.
That's
and make
a good
her crack.
Point.
Now, not
That's
only is
point.
It a good point, not only is it a good point, if you were sitting with her or him or whatever, they might,
them.
due to an emotional investment, because we are human beings. Well,
right.
There's a vote on that. But anyway, we are human beings. He might be continuing
the
doing this.
Now.
Yeah. He might be, they might, whatever it is, might be continued doing this, even though they're trying to scam. This scam is around them. Maybe he's looking around to see if his boss or whoever is seeing that he's concentrating on him.
Being busy.
Because there's an emotional investment.
Right.
Well, that's kind of where we go. And we heard. We heard the connection when we had the video chat.
Yeah,
we heard that.
I mean, you know, bad audio and whatnot.
The second time was not bad audio.
We heard giggling and
yeah,
and
she laughs like Muttley from Catch the Pigeon.
That's funny that you tell. Oh, I don't get your reference. Boy, that was an old cartoon. You remember that?
I know.
Love that cartoon. My dad used to sing that song.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Song. Oh no, I love that. Oh, that was great. I can't believe you remember that.
But yeah, but we've talked about maybe she's flipping. We've talked about time and time. Maybe the scam has evolved into where they just want to get her married off to me. They still want something from me.
But I still also think it's an emotional connection that gets her jazzed every day, even though she's trying to scam you.
Yeah.
And the same emotional connection you're going through trying to get.
Joe, we're just two bullshit artists in love.
Or two bullshit artists trying to pass the day with something interesting.
Yeah.
No, because I had more important things I could be doing.
Yeah.
I like talking to her. I would talk to her when I was watching my kid do karate. I was talking to her while I was working. I was talking to her while gigs were getting canceled. I was talking to her while roasts were getting rid. I like talking to her. She made me laugh.
Yeah.
That wasn't always the case where I liked talking to her.
And she might be like talking to you while she's dealing with other scammers.
Sure.
Taking
yeah.
a break talking to you. So it's emotional connection on
and,
each
and like
end.
I said, every time where it gets a little too lovey-dovey, I club her in the back of the head. Just so she...
like drag a real her into your cave.
Yeah, exactly. Like a real relationship.
Yeah.
All right. So she goes, so I asked her what she does all day. She goes, I get Kasha ready for school in the morning. I send her to school, and then I get back. I go to Granny's to check up on her, and I help her with her things if she needs anything. That takes me into the afternoon, get home, and sew if I have someone's clothes to sew. I go, is sewing how you make your money? She goes, I pick her from school, and depending on whether I have finished helping Granny, we go home. If not, we stay a little while at Granny's before we leave for home, and that's in the evening. I go, you're a good granddaughter. And then she goes, yeah, well, yeah, this is about making the money. She goes, well, yeah, but since I have not finished learning, I can't design very well, but I'll do my best, and so with the little I know. Sounds honest to me. Oh, and then she responds, thanks, and caps the good granddaughter thing. That's kind of weird if you're a dude. I go, well, I can't wait to get my favorite socks. She goes, tell me what you do all day. I go, fantasize about you, of course. She goes, is that what you do all day? I go, can you think of a better activity for me? She goes, writing your book, I guess. I go, better than dreaming of you?
I'm sure the bank wishes you'd pick something else up.
Good point. I didn't think of that. Good point, Joe. Why isn't this stupid working? work. Fantasizing's fun, but you need to get a job.
Yeah. Yes, please encourage him to get some kind of gainful employment with you.
The bank is thrilled.
I go, better than dreaming of you? She goes, of course not. I go, so we agree. Dreaming of you is the best usage of my time. She goes, dream of me writing jokes and writing your book. I go, I spend most of my days working in comedy, getting work and stuff like that. She goes, how do you get your work? I go, emails, phone calls, blowjobs. So I was telling the truth.
Yeah.
She goes, which people normally contact you? I go, various comedy agencies. So curious you are today. Are you planning on booking me a tour of Ghana?
She goes, need an opener?
What?
Need an opener?
You'll come. Okay. Trucker Tom will cross an ocean to see it.
Good deal.
More gain, I'll eat some Ghanaian food as punishment.
Make it a company trip.
I'll get a migraine and have to stay home.
Exactly.
We'll make it a company trip. All right.
She goes, are you willing to come? She goes, I can't pay you, though. I go, if I come to Ghana for you, then it will be because I know you are who you are and I completely trust you. If I come to Ghana to work, then I would probably make time to see you if we remain friends. She goes, okay, I get you.
So do you think I'll be coming back to Ghana for you? Coming back to Ghana for you, or will you just be a visit
smart
as part of a comedy tour?
Yeah, not nice when you catch yourself like that and you go, I'm coming back to Ghana because that's the story.
Yep.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.